I'm Vincent Valk, and welcome to a special sponsored edition of Chemical Week's podcast. My guest today is Natalia Sherbakov, Global Director of Technology and Innovation at Trinseo, and we're going to talk a bit about embedding sustainability into R&D. Hi, Natalia.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
Great, and thanks very much for coming on the podcast. Before we begin, if you'd like to hear more from Natalia and other leaders in specialty chemicals, please join us at Chemical Week Specialty Strategies Forum, a virtual event on April 14th. We've got some great sessions lined up on topics ranging from recycling and electronic chemicals to advanced mobility, personal care, and the role of fine chemicals in vaccine development. To register, visit chemweek.com/specialty chemicals forum. That's chemweek.com/specialty chemicals forum, all one word. And I will also post a link to the conference webpage on the webpage for this episode of the podcast. And with that, Natalia, let's get started. So what are Trinseo's key sustainability priorities and how do they relate to the company's R&D efforts?
Look, our commitment to sustainability is really deeply embedded in our culture and our core values. Look, and in our core values, we have innovation, commitment to customers. In terms more specifically to sustainability, our priorities are covering climate change, sustainable products, supplier responsibility, responsible operations, sustainable workforce. And as you heard, you know, there are priorities at the Trinseo corporate level around products. And this is really the intersection with the R&D efforts. So another point to understand is that we have three formally adopted goals that you can go to look at the sustainability report. And those are really embedded with R&D. Let me state those ones because it's really important for us.
Sure.
One is, look, in 2025, it's at the door. Trinseo engaged that 30% of the technology and R&D efforts will be aimed at circular economy solutions. By 2030, 40% of our products will be sustainably advantaged. And as well, by 2030, 50% of our products will be used in applications that are aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So you see, those three goals are completely interlinked with the R&D efforts. So it's a major agenda for me and for our teams.
Yeah, I mean, and I think my next question maybe could be tied a little bit into that in the sense of how you interlink those goals with your R&D efforts. And that's, what are some of your goals or KPIs that sort of sit at the intersection of sustainability, you know, of those particular paradigms that you just mentioned and R&D?
Yeah, you see, the KPIs are really important to measure that we are going the right direction. So how we did it in three folds. We established strategic KPIs. We established value. So what is the portfolio value? And the third one, we established KPIs in terms of solutions. What does it mean? It's what are the technological priorities that we are working on it. So maybe I can give you an example how we did this exercise, because it's really, we took quite a quality time to discuss how we are going to realign those KPIs. So I mentioned the strategic alignment. What we said is that, look, sustainability, it's a major market trend. It's a major challenge for our customers. So let's take really a deep dive and look what are the applications that are mostly requiring sustainable solutions and by when? What are the customer segmentation? What is the customer segmentation? So, and then we defined KPIs around those strategic aspects. For the value, it's really very simple. It's about, look, we have our portfolio. We know what is the value that portfolio needs to generate. So how much of that value it's related to sustainable solutions. And then for the technological priorities, it's really about saying, look, our solutions that we need to develop are related to recycled biosolutions or biodegradable or circular solutions or closed loop solutions. So this is the way that we defined our KPIs in order to drive this challenging agenda.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm curious, you said, so the solutions that you need to develop are very much along things like, or along the lines of things like closed loop. And I mean, I know that that is something that Trinseo views as an important priority. You know, why is it that the solutions you need to develop are kind of in that area?
Because what does it mean, sustainable solutions? Sustainable solutions is about to minimize raw material usage, to minimize landfilled plastics materials, and to optimize energy usage. So the ultimate goal is to be able to recover the end-of-life products and to recover those raw materials and to re-inject in the process line. So indeed, recycled, it's a first step, maybe we can say, but the closed loop, it's the ultimate goal to ensure that our customers, we can recover those products, recover the raw materials, and re-inject them in the value chain.
Sure. And, you know, I want to ask a little bit about the sort of organizationally how this works. Yeah. I mean, to what extent did the R&D organization within Trinseo have to change its mindset, change its priorities to align with a focus on sustainability?
Yeah. Look, first of all, I really need to acknowledge that our R&D organization, it's a community that's so energized and motivated with this challenge. And that it's really the first pillar, I would say. It's, however, you know, we fully understand that the mindset to develop and to drive a sustainable agenda for R&D, it requires a different mindset and it requires a different thinking mode. And why that? Because you see, when we develop a sustainable product, you know, that happens at really the environmental impact of a product occurs at an early stage of the design of a product. So you see, it's, you cannot continue to think about incrementally, okay, I'm going to improve a little bit. No, it's really a breakthrough, because from the initial step of your design of your project, you need to embed immediately your sustainable aspects of it. So it's about changing the way that we do our R&D innovation. It's as well about changing the risks that we take, because there's a lot of unknowns in that aspect and new technologies as well. So it's really an important shift, mindset shift, and as well, the way that we do R&D as well, it's very different.
Mm-hmm. And so I get you kind of have to embed it at the beginning of the process is
yes,
what you're getting at for sure. Yeah.
Maybe you asked as well, what are the priorities to align,
yes,
to focus on sustainability? Yeah, I think that aspect, indeed, look, I just mentioned to you, we define the goals. So those are the priorities. But when we come to the R&D organization, look, our priority was, first of all, to how we flip, how we pivot our portfolio towards a further sustainable solution portfolio. So the first way that we did in terms of priorities, saying, look, we need to completely redesign our ideation process, that all to pivot that portfolio. And then we need to have an alignment of that portfolio, not only with our goals, but as well with the European Green Deal. So that was another aspect in terms of priorities.
So, Natalia, I know Trinseo has set a target for having 30% of your sort of innovation or R&D efforts aimed at circular economy solutions by 2025. How do you define innovation or R&D efforts in that context, and what are you doing towards that goal?
Oh, yeah. Look, first of all, how do we define the innovation in that area? It's about what solutions we are going to deliver to our customers that will bring sustainable aspects. And it's back to what I just mentioned previously. What does it mean? It's what new technologies we will be developing in order to promote recycled, renewable, or degradable content towards that circular economy. So in terms of R&D efforts, it's really straightforward as well. What we said is that we are going to measure what is our spend in terms of R&D globally that is required in order to deliver those solutions. And when we did the first number, what we said, we kind of were very curious immediately to do, and the easiest way was to do, let's do the percentage of the projects that we have today, how much projects we are really contributing to the sustainable solutions. And actually, we were surprised and pleased to see that we had a double-digit number in that area. So we said, okay, we are not so far, therefore, in this case. Said that what we are needing now, it's we need to develop new skills. We need to bring a life cycle analysis in order to be able to deliver those solutions. So the R&D efforts, it's not only about number of projects, the spend, but as well the capabilities and the skills that we put in the R&D effort to deliver our agenda.
So yeah, Natalia, you mentioned capabilities and skills. So, you know, what kinds of capabilities and skills do you look for?
Oh, yes. Look, for the sustainability agenda, we really need to bring new skills. Look, first of all, we need to demonstrate. We need to demonstrate that we are really impacting in the right direction in terms of energy consumption and other criteria. So we cannot only rely in certifying our products. We need to really to design upfront and to have those capabilities. Another example is really about uplifting internal capabilities such as pilot plants, analytical capabilities, understanding of how to the circular economy can impact in our product and as well in our customer product. And there is another underlying aspect that maybe not everyone captures. We need to do R&D differently. We cannot anymore to do just R&D with one partner. Sometimes in this case, there's so much newness in throughout the value chain that partnerships are really critical to set up certain value chains, to set up new technologies, because it's a very complex exercise. So partnering throughout the value chain, it's key as well.
For sure. Yeah, you can't view yourself as being in a silo when you're dealing with these issues.
No.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask a little bit about trade-offs. How does the R&D organization at Trinzio think about the potential trade-offs between sustainability and other priorities in the development of new products? I mean, and to kind of expand on this a little, obviously, you want to have non-zero-sum solutions as much as possible, but when that isn't possible, when you do have to make a trade-off, which I'm sure happens, how do you set the priorities?
Oh, yeah. Look, let me take a parenthesis in here because, you know, we are in pandemic times.
Sure.
And look, it's about priorities. And what we saw, what we saw was very interesting because certain markets, if not the majority of our markets, they pushed further the sustainable agenda. We saw a dynamic continuously increasing even in pandemic times. So the trade-offs were, of course, they always exist, but we see that today it's so pushed by our customers, this agenda. And I think the pandemic time gave to everyone even a further urgency to continue to execute this agenda. However, when we do have trade-offs to do, what we do indeed, it's about really going back to our governance process and going back to our KPIs. So said that in our governance, we decide which is the most viable product, and we are not scared to kill certain projects if they are not aligned with our strategy.
Okay.
You see, so this is really a very straightforward exercise in terms of having the right governance system, where we have commercial, technical people, all our stakeholders around the same table to make the right decision towards, you know, the best for the company.
So I mean, I just to kind of reiterate, I guess what you're getting at is really the sort of targets, the KPIs, the sort of overall strategy of the company as communicated through to the R&D organization provides the framework for you to set the priorities.
Absolutely.
It's
all aligned with the priorities set by the business, by the corporation.
That makes total sense. And finally, you know, you mentioned closed loop earlier, and you know, I know circular economy is a big deal for Trinzio, and obviously a big deal for the industry as a whole. And wanted to ask you a little bit about what you see as Trinzio's role in the circular economy and how you ensure the R&D organization furthers this role.
Look, Trinzio has a key role to play here. The chemical industry has a key role to play around circular economy. How Trinzio sees is that, and we are executing this, it's really, we need to come together across industries, you know, across companies, communities, to chart this progressive path forward. So in terms of R&D, as we discussed, we are rethinking, you know, how we do R&D. We are considering different ways, business models. We are as well considering a closed loop, truly closed loop in partnerships. And maybe I need to give you a couple examples, you know, around what we are doing in the circular economy that is really, it's a proud,
yeah.
We are proud of it.
Absolutely.
Look, we have a couple examples around, for instance, our polystyrene circularity initiative. We have partnerships that we are developing already, a unique potential for closed loop recycling for polystyrene. We are as well part of the Styrenic Circular Solution. So all this industry comes around the same table to discuss how we are going to execute the circular economy solutions for that specific, you know, industry. So that is really an example how as well R&D takes a key responsibility in solving those most complex problems to enable specific technologies, to enable broader partnerships beyond traditional customers and traditional technology providers to execute this agenda and provide circular solutions to the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly a lot to chew on here, and a lot changing, I'm sure, in R&D organizations across the industry in response to these new sustainability trends, and you know, in many cases pushed by consumers, by governments, and whatnot. So it'll be interesting to watch in the coming years. But thanks very much for joining us today, Natalia.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you again. And it was a good conversation. And once again, to our listeners, if you want to hear more from Natalia and other leaders in specialties, check out our Specialty Strategies Forum on April 14th. You can register at chemweek.com/specialty chemicals forum, and I will post a that link on the episode website. And with that, this is Vincent Volk signing off for Chemical Week.